now a cancer diagnosis delayed, a refusal to deal with bereaved parents, and a student refused access to education because of her father's job. These are just some of the complaints adjudicated on in the past year by the Ombudsman, whose annual report is published today. It investigates complaints made against providers of public services like councils, government departments, the HSE, TUSLA, and so on. Ger Deering is with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Audrey.
Are complaints up?
Complaints are up, Audrey, yes. In the last few years, there's been a steady increase in complaints. This is probably due to the fact, I hope, that there's more awareness of the office. We celebrate 40 years in existence this year. And over those years, I think the work that the office has done has become more public, more available to people. And also, there are far more public services being delivered now. And I think we always encourage people to complain where an issue arises. And I think we can see, even from the examples you've given there, the impact that the public services can have on individual lives. But also what we like to achieve is an improvement in general in the service as well, so that others benefit from.
So let's go through these cases. The student who has refused access to education because of her father's job, a father she had very little contact with. What happened there?
What happened there? This is a scheme designed to give access to people who wouldn't maybe normally access third level education. And it's based on, in some respect, a strange situation is that it depends on the socioeconomic background, if you like, of the parents, rather than necessarily income. It's not necessarily means test. And it's very well intentioned in that it wants to bring people in who don't normally access education at this level. But in this particular case, the father was estranged from the family for quite a number of years. But because of the background, his background and the job that he had had, this would have excluded this particular person had he been still living with the family. And we took the view that, you know, the fact that he, whatever background he came from or whatever the situation was, he wasn't involved in the life of the student, and we felt this wasn't reasonable. So the good thing out of this is not alone did they, well, it was almost too late for the person concerned, but they are looking at changing the scheme to allow others to become involved. And that we hope this won't happen again.
Yeah, that was the Higher Education Access Route Scheme. A refusal to deal with bereaved parents. What was that about?
Well, this was really a lack of empathy. This, again, it gives an example of the situation that people are in sometimes when they come to our office. These parents had lost an infant child, and obviously that's a very distressing situation. The legislation provides that a complaint must be made within 12 months, but there are exceptions for specific for exceptional cases, and this indeed, I don't think you can get more exceptional than this. So we approached the hospital,
the Rotunda Hospital,
who had initially said they wouldn't deal with the complaint because the parents were out of time, and we obviously put to them that this wasn't a very reasonable approach, and that in these circumstances they should actually deal with the parents and deal with the complaint, and they did.
And what was the complaint?
We don't really have the detail of the complaint because obviously the issue was that they wouldn't engage initially, but it surrounded the birth of the child and incidents that happened around that. So we hope that they've actually resolved it. But of course, it's open to that family and indeed anybody to come back to the Ombudsman if they're unhappy with the outcome of the complaint. But the first thing we need to make sure is that the public body actually deals with the complaint in the first place.
The first case I mentioned there, staying in the health area, was a cancer diagnosis delayed. What was that?
That was very serious as well. And again, comes back to, we're all very vulnerable, I think, when we engage with the health system. And in this particular case, this person was already engaged with St. Vincent Hospital. And there was a need for further follow-up tests to be done because of the outcome of treatment in one part of the hospital. And they wrote one part of the hospital wrote to another part of the hospital in order to make a referral so that this person would get an appointment. That letter appears to have gone astray. They then wrote a second time. Now, we engaged with the hospital and we pointed out that we thought this wasn't the best way of actually referring people from one part of the hospital to the other. The hospital, as a solution, or suggested that they would actually increase or improve the printing capability in the hospital. We still felt that this wasn't suitable and this had the potential also to go wrong. So on foot of our intervention, the hospital has agreed to put in place an electronic system of referral, which we believe will be far more effective, much quicker, and we certainly hope will be less prone to people falling between the cracks. But you can see in this particular case that a very serious diagnosis of cancer was delayed for something like 6 months because of this system going wrong. So these are really important situations where, you know, people who come to us are often very vulnerable. So what we need to do and what we want to do and we do is we try to resolve the problem for the individual concerned, but to also insist and ensure that it won't happen in the future again.
So generally, because the number of complaints is up, as you say, maybe a greater awareness of your office, but does it also show that the public bodies are not necessarily improving their services to the public?
Some are, and there are very good examples of that. For example, last year we undertook an investigation into treatment abroad, schemes that people access for treatment abroad. We made 21 recommendations to the HSE, and I'm very happy to report that in that instance they're implementing those recommendations, and that service has greatly improved, and indeed many people have got refunds that they wouldn't have got before. So there are very good examples of where it does improve, but unfortunately, as I say, with the expansion of services and sometimes the pressure that people are under, we do find that there are lapses. And sometimes it comes down to individuals. There are a huge amount of public servants who do their job very well. In other cases, we find people maybe aren't as careful. And one of the things we're doing is bringing the human rights lens. So we look at how people are treated, not just the service they got or the service they didn't get. We look to see where they're treated with respect and dignity in that process and while they were engaging with the public authority. So we have a huge focus on helping public bodies. For example, we're now going to engage with local authorities because they actually had the highest number of complaints in the last year. So we're going to engage with them in terms of them improving their own complaint system before people come to us.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us. Ombudsman Ger Deering.